This is our Aggie Moser trial, and Aggie Moser is about a planning system, and it's a system that I saw in the San Martino area in Brazil, which is in the São Paulo state. And their claim to this process is that it produces between 10 and 15% more production.
You may not have heard the word agrimensa before. It's a special planting technique used in Brazil, and there are several requirements, but the first is that compost is applied beneath the surface before planting occurs. The method is applied to sections of sugarcane land that are due for replanting, which happens about once every 5 years.
We're taking cane out reasonably early in the harvest. We prepare the block as if we were going to do a replant situation, but we actually don't do any replant in it. We subsurface apply, and in the Brazilian's case, compost at about 15 tonne to the hectare. But they're putting a compost treatment, about 300 into the bed, and then when they plant their sugarcane, they're planting onto that compost. Okay, so it's really addressing the biology in the soil.
Agrimensa has the potential to sound very complicated, so let me just start by telling you what we see on Joe's trial. I'm looking at 9 rows planted with legumes, a common sight on sugarcane land being rested in between crops. And next to those legume rows, there are just 2 rows of sugarcane. And then there are another 9 rows of legumes. First, let's talk about those 2 rows of cane in the middle, which in themselves are pretty special.
In our trial here, we've used tissue culture.
Sorry, this is these 2 rows of cane we're looking at right now?
Yep. So we've sourced that from MAPS through their program. So we're planting 2 rows of a clean plant source, then the remaining 5 or 6 rows is planted to a legume. And what I saw in Brazil is that depending on the organic carbon level of the block, they would determine what legume they would put down. So if it had really high organic carbon, and I'm talking carbon levels of better than 2.6%, they would plant peanuts. If it was down below 1%, which is high for our region, they would plant sun hemp.
Okay. What carbon level might we be looking at here?
Well, we did soil tests in this particular block. We're at 0.8 here, which is exceptionally good for the type of soil that we're farming here. We've done a double cropping situation in this particular block. We've planted mung beans early in the season, and we've harvested the mung beans, and now we've just planted the soybean, and we'll harvest the soys in May next year, or May this year, sorry, and then we would use the 2 tissue culture rows to plant the rest of the block.
So, after those rows of legumes are harvested in May, Joe will plant out those rows with sugarcane derived from the sugarcane he's growing on the 2 rows in the middle. To put it even more simply, he's giving most of the rows all the wonderful soil health benefits that legumes provide, plus the subsurface compost that he's applied beneath that. And then he's going to plant it out with the very high-quality tissue culture sugarcane that's been growing in between, also on that subsurface compost. The other thing that I need to mention here is that the 9 legume rows on one side have been prepared with the Agrimensa method, using that subsurface compost, while the 9 rows on the other side have not. So Joe will be able to monitor the difference in productivity.
We've done some baseline measuring here, looking at the biology of the soil. So we want to really understand what we've started with and whether we're actually going to get a difference as we go through the cropping cycle.
So that means taking soil samples and getting them tested?
Yeah.
Right. Who's testing them?
We're working with pharmacists and reef catchments in this particular trial. It's part of the Game Changer program.
Within Project Catalyst?
Yeah, within Project Catalyst. That's correct.